Welcome to the Unfolding Podcast, a space where we explore what it looks like to really trust yourself, say no without guilt, and live your life like it actually belongs to you. I am Erica Voll, a decision mentor and inner trust guide, and I help women in midlife untangle from the life patterns of shape-shifting and keeping everyone else happy, claim how they are uniquely designed to make decisions, and understand their unique strengths. Using human design as a lens, we clear the noise of conditioning, so their no feels powerful and their yes feels true, and they can move forward without self-doubt, guilt, or the pressure to prove anything. On this show, we have honest conversations about self-trust, boundaries, energy, and identity, especially for women in midlife who are done living by the shoulds and second-guessing themselves. If you've taken every personality test, followed the recommended path, and still can't shake that feeling that you've been spending your whole life trying to fit in when what you really wanted was to belong, you're in the right place. You'll hear stories, insights, and tools rooted in human design, coaching, and real life. Not to tell you what to do like another self-help book, but to help you really hear yourself so you can stop overthinking and start making decisions that feel grounded, clear, and true. We have all done it. We think that this one thing will change us. This new dress will make us look as beautiful as the photo. Or this new moisturizer will take away the lines that make you cringe every day in the mirror. Or that new workout will change the body that you check in the mirror and think, why? Or the new meditation practice that will change your mindset. Or a new morning routine that will set you up for your day so you feel less stressed and stop wanting to scream at your kids and your partner. And all of them work for a while, but you're still you and you think, I just need one more thing to improve myself or feel better about myself. Then maybe I will love myself. Maybe then I'll have what it takes that others seem to have. But what if I told you, you don't need to change any of those things? Yes, that new dress, that will feel great that day or that evening, but you can't wear it every day. I mean, you could, but you probably won't. And that new moisturizer may feel luxurious to put on and allow you to give yourself a nice facial massage as you put it on. That new workout can make you feel better all around and give you more energy. That meditation practice can give your mind a break from the racing and the overthinking for a period of time. And that new morning routine can reset your day, making you feel more prepared for whatever comes your way. Until you get sick or until life throws something crazy in your way. But please don't beat yourself up if they don't fix things that you're trying to fix. Because you know what? You don't need to be fixed. What if you are aging exactly as you are meant to? What if those lines are part of the face that's been through so much and enjoyed so much and laughed so much? What if your mind has been trying to protect you all this time and has reasons behind overthinking that you don't even realize are there? What if your body and your mind don't need a hard workout every day, but instead need to go with what feels right in the moment and allowing you to go with the flow? Really, I want you to ask yourself, what if you are perfectly designed? And before you say, hey, Erica, you don't know me, you're right. I don't know you the way that you know yourself. None of us do. But I know that you are perfectly designed because each and every one of us is perfectly designed. We all have quirks we want to fix and hard things we've been through. But what if it's part of what makes you uniquely you? What if that part of you that you beat yourself up about is actually a gift that you can use to help others? I know it sounds crazy, but I come from a long history of trying to fix myself. I have over 25 years of experience in the needing to improve myself department, and I know how exhausting it can be. You can fix one thing and then another pops up like a whack-a-mole, and then you get to this new boss or you move to a new area and those things that you thought you fixed are coming up all over again. And so you start searching for a retreat to get those things back into balance, only to come home feeling changed and relaxed. but a little more frustrated with your kids, your partner, or hating your job a little bit more than you did before. And you wonder why, when I felt so good before you came home, you resolve to start a new routine to take you back to that way that you felt at the retreat. How do I know this? Because I have done this myself. And I have heard it from others who do it too. And I will be honest, I don't have the magic tool to take you back to that retreat. I don't have the magic tool that will help you stop feeling like you are overthinking every single thing. But I do have a tool called Human Design that helped me heal from burnout and helped me understand myself in ways I had never expected. I did not expect that I would ever learn that the way I was taught to make decisions in my family not only caused me to spiral and to second guess myself, but actually contributed to my burnout and stress, which meant I got sick a lot. I didn't expect to learn that there's actually a reason that I have felt I needed to earn love to feel worthy, and that it's not a flaw. It's actually how I am designed so I can be more aware of when I'm trying to prove my worth to other people. I didn't expect that my noticing where things could be improved was both a gift and a curse. A curse because I can see it before anyone else asks, but it's a gift because then this moment that somebody says that they're actually able to hear it, things can change. I didn't expect it to change my relationship with my husband, where I'm more understanding about how we each operate differently. And I stopped trying to feel like I needed to keep up with him. The crazy thing is that neither of us had to change at all. I also didn't expect it to help me be a more supportive mom to my daughter, helping her learn to not make impulsive decisions. I joke that I feel like I found the secret decoder ring to relationships in my family. The biggest thing is I did not expect it to quiet that inner critic and to shift from feeling like I needed to be fixed to loving myself. It was not overnight. It was subtle changes over time. And the more I dig in, the more I love this or that about me. And I've seen it with my clients too, who feel like they understand their family better, who I see stop overthinking every single decision or second-guessing themselves, or the ones that feel like they've completely changed their relationship with their partner, or they have a better understanding of their kids that they always felt like something was different about them. For me, learning that the second half of my life is about self-love has turned into something that I'm exploring deeper, and I'm creating something that I only dreamed of creating. I never thought it would happen for me. That is what I'm so excited to share with the world. We're going to be exploring more about the inner critic and human design to fall more deeply in love with ourselves, which helps us have better relationships with our partners, our kids, our coworkers, our family, at my workshop on Thursday, July 30th, which is exclusively for paid Substack subscribers. If you've already been exploring human design, I'll share more about how you can use it as a tool for self-love, not to fix yourself or anyone else, but to really have more compassion and love for yourself no matter what season you're in. Because we know that when we love ourselves more, then that shifts and that ripples out into our relationships with others. So if you have enjoyed this episode, I would be so grateful if you would click the plus sign and subscribe and share it with a friend. And find me on Substack, where I publish articles, I host workshops just like the Self-Love Code that is coming up July 30th, and I share more about human design in midlife. Thanks for joining me. Be well.